concludes this afternoon's Public Affairs Broadcasting segment. Now it's time for Jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let's get right into it with some Dexter Gordon. We'll be right back. Dexter Gordon from the album Go, and we heard the Dexter original Cheesecake. That one features Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, and man, that is a strong, solid tenor sax. Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins kicking it along on the drums. All right, time now is 6:07. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. We've got a couple hours of great jazz music ahead of us. And the reason I played that to open up tonight's show was we heard a cover of that by a local band in Rochester, New York. Spent the last weekend over there in Rochester visiting some family during the day and at night checking out the jazz scene in Rochester. And there are some monster players in Rochester, New York. Maybe not known as the jazz capital of the world, but they got Eastman School of Music and some other fine music schools there as well. And there is a nice little community of jazz players, and whenever we head up to Rochester, we definitely check that out. And one of the anchors, I would say, of the jazz community in Rochester is Mike Melito, a fine drummer, and also Bob Snyder, a great guitarist. And we got a chance to see the Bob Snyder Trio in downtown Rochester at the Talavera restaurant. So I want to play a couple cuts from both of their albums. Mike has his latest release is called In the Tradition, and we're going to hear a couple from that one. Let's start out with the Hank Mobley original, Hankerin'. Thank you. That was Mike Melito's band from the album In the Tradition. And we heard two from that. The last one you heard was Skylark. And before that, you heard the track called Hankerin', which was a Hank Mobley original. And let's see, on this album, the leader of the group, Mike Melito on drums, Grant Stewart on tenor sax, John Swanna on trumpet, Paul Hoffman on piano, Neil Miner on bass, and Bob Snyder on guitar. And you heard a great guitar solo in that last track, Skylark, from Bob Snyder. So hope you dug that. Rochester musicians. As I mentioned, we were up in Rochester to hear these groups and mentioned Bob Snyder. He's got an album out as well. And the album is called Nocturne for Ava. We're going to hear one from that. We're going to hear the track called Laura. And this features Bob Snyder on guitar as well as Joe Locke on vibes. Thank you. Yeah, that is the Westview Project featuring Doug Stone on tenor sax. Another group coming out of Rochester, New York. And we had the chance to see the Westview Project in Rochester at the Pomodoro restaurant. And it was a fine night. Westview Project does the club scene around Rochester. And they are, as I mentioned, Doug Stone on tenor sax, who frequents the group. It's usually, I believe, a trio group of Jeff Lawless on piano, Kyle Vach on acoustic bass, and Jim Blees on drums. At least that's who's on the album. I think the group really on bass has our friend Tim Larson on bass, who we had a good time chatting with during their breaks at the Pomodoro restaurant. But if you're in Rochester, definitely go check that out. And if Doug Stone's with them, he is killing on tenor saxophone. So check that out. Before that, we heard from Bob Snyder from his album that he did along with the vibraphonist Joe Locke. The Film Noir Project, Nocturne for Ava is the name of the album. We heard Laura, and there was some great soloing, both from Joe Locke on vibes as well as Bob Snyder on guitar. Also in that group, John Snyder on trumpet, Grant Stewart on tenor, Paul Hoffman on piano, Martin Wind on bass, Tim Horner on drums, and Luisto Quintero on percussion. Great album. You can check out more about that by going to www.filmnoirproject.com. An interesting project and a great album. All right, time now, 6:36. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. That about does it for our little Rochester set. Last night, we heard another interesting group here in Hartford at the Polish National Home as part of the Pork Pie Hat Jazz Series. We heard a tribute to Rahsaan Roland Kirk. And although I can't play anything from last night, I am going to play one of my favorite Rahsaan tracks from one of his later albums, one of his last albums called The Return of the 5,000-Pound Man. And let's hear a theme for the Ulippians.
You wouldn't forget him either if you had met him where I met him. Talking about desolation. Lord, desolation is a railroad station round about 2 a.m. on a weeknight. When you walk into desolation like that, and suddenly, out of nowhere, comes a warm song, you aren't about to forget it. This is the first time, though, that I've heard him at an airport. I know he moves along the piers. He calls himself a journey agent, a Ulippian. Says his friends, the poets and the artists and musicians, are Ulippians, too. Hey, listen. Listen to his tune. Calls it his duty-free gift for the traveler.
Thank you.
calls himself a journey agent. A Ulypian calls his friends the poets, the artists, musicians, journey agents too. Calls this his duty-free gift for the traveler.
right. In the background, you're listening to Kenny Garrett. The album's called Pursuance, the music of John Coltrane. And just a great lineup on that one, a great sound as well. Kenny Garrett on alto saxophone, Pat Metheny on guitar, Rodney Whitaker on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. We're going to end out tonight's show, an abbreviated show, because the UConn sports coming up next. We're going to conclude this show with another track from the same album. This one, again, a John Coltrane original called Equinox. Before that, we heard from Rahsaan Roland Kirk from the album Return of the 5,000 Pound Man. And we heard Theme of the Ulippians. On that one was Rahsaan Roland Kirk on tenor sax, manzello, stretch, clarinet, flute, harmonica, and euphonium. Howard Johnson on tuba. Romeo Penke on baritone sax and oboe. Hilton Ruiz on piano. Buster Williams on bass. Charlie Persip on drums. And Joe Habo Texador on percussion and vocals. And Betty Niels was doing the really cool recitation on that one. All right, that'll do it for tonight, folks. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Thank you.